Governor Gavin Newsom's first California budget proposal includes both significant savings and lots of new spending.
This is not naive. You pinch yourself at times like this because the likelihood of ever experiencing this again is very slim.
Newsom estimates a $21 billion surplus thanks to the state's booming economy and already strong financial shape. He wants to sock away nearly two-thirds of that surplus. The rest he would use to invest in a wide variety of programs. The governor's $144 billion general fund budget includes higher spending on early childhood education, the UC and CSU systems, and a second free year of community college. He's also proposing major expansions of paid family leave, Medi-Cal for undocumented youth, adult immigrants, welfare grants, and the state's earned income tax credit for low-income working families. Democrats are widely praising Newsom's budget investments. Republicans like parts of the proposal, but are also raising concerns. Here's Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler.
Assembly Budget Chair Phil Ting is thrilled with Newsom's calls to invest in health care and education, but he cautions that some of the governor's fee increases and the creation of an individual mandate for health insurance will be hard for even some Democrats to support.
We have to make sure they understand how difficult and challenging these votes are, so you can only ask legislators to take so many tough votes on these fiscal issues.
The committee's vice chair, Jay Obernolte, praised Newsom's proposals to pay down pension debt. And
I think it's laudable that the governor is making a commitment to early childhood education. That's a bipartisan issue, as you know, and I think a lot of us in the legislature were really looking forward to that.
But he's worried about the proposed Medi-Cal expansion to undocumented young adults, arguing there aren't enough doctors to treat Californians already on Medi-Cal. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.